and I hope it's a very sunny Sunday this morning, and for the next 20 minutes Dutch service in this short Sunday of April, the 20th of April, and this show, of course, special for all listeners in Holland and Belgium. But of course, all listeners in England and outside England are also very welcome in this 20-minute show. Behind the microphone, Peter van Bruggen, and I hope you will enjoy the next 20 minutes of good music. And of course you can write to EMR, or address is Kent Place, Norwell, New York, not in England. Goedemorgen aan alle luisteraars in Nederland en België. Voor deze 20 minuten weer Peter van Bruggen achter de microfoon. En dat wil zeggen 20 minuten muziek op European Music Radio, Nederlandstalige service. En natuurlijk speciaal voor Nederland en België.
This is the spirit of EMR on 41 and 48.
Passion of the spring. Passion of the spring.
Radio Aquarius first appeared on the airwaves in 1972, with 4 hours of programs every Sunday afternoon on 96.7 VHF.
This is Free Radio Aquarius transmitting on 96.8 megahertz in the VHF band, and time is exactly 4:30, and that means it's time for Free Radio News. Radio North Sea International, that is, listeners in Holland are now intends to give us. You're in line, as it happens, at the time, at... I can't say it properly at all today. The time being 4:31, it's the Barry Knowles program, and we shall come back into more music immediately after the news outro jingle.
Super sounds at Faith Brown and a thing called Stone the Crows. We've just had a bit of a message from a Mr. Donald who lives on Baxter Road in Sale. He said, seems the GPO are not having much success tracking down Radio Aquarius. Could they please call around to his house because his phone's out of order and they might be able to do a bit of good there. That sounds funny, doesn't it? Never mind, don't worry about it. Good music right until 5 o'clock with the Barry Stewart Show. A little bit of CCS coming your way, and don't forget the Piccadilly Club. That's where it all arms. 6 nights a week, 8 o'clock while 2, Monday to Saturday, I was going to say Friday then. Monday to Saturday. Shocking, isn't it? CCS for you, and the band played the boogie. Coming good.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's right. What are you doing? You press the button, let's have a bit of music.
I don't know.
You don't know about...
Union rules.
Union rules? Mm. This isn't the GPO, you know. Mm. Only the GPO have union rules.
Great pong operators.
Great pong operators, yeah. They're all getting wet, aren't they, you know? I was going to get John Lennon in for an interview. He's pretty witty about the GPO, isn't he? You know, he says it stinks and things like that, doesn't he, you know? But never mind, we can't get all the way to Liverpool. For everybody in Oldham as well, we've got to give them a mention. And for everybody in Stretford that works down at the Sands.
After a few months, however, the station was raided by the post office. As there was no spare VHF equipment ready, a move was made to 227 metres medium wave. The power used was 100 watts, meaning heavy consumption from car batteries. This, coupled with poor modulation, forced Aquarius off the air for 2 weeks while a new 30-watt transmitter was built. There then followed 16 weeks of successful broadcasts on 227, before another post office raid.
227, if you're blue, Radio Aquarius, the one for you.
Aquarius.
Radio Aquarius.
The
Radio Aquarius station feature for this week is BRMB, the new independent commercial radio station, which began broadcasting last Tuesday, the 19th of February.
This is BRMB, independent radio 3.
A few excerpts there from BRMB, the New Midlands Independent Commercial Radio Station. This week's station feature on Aquarius. Next week on Radio Aquarius, we feature Manchester's very own Radio Rag.
Good morning, welcome to the talking programme. Sandra Chalmers here, looking forward to your calls coming in on any topic under the sun.
I think I've come across something which is obviously part of the BBC's eternal plan to cover the entire medium wave band with piffling little radio stations. On Sunday, on 227 metres every Sunday, there's a new station calling itself Radio Aquarius. It seems that this is obviously part of the BBC, and I wonder if you could tell me anything about this station at all.
Well, you've come across it more easily than I have. I've not heard about Radio Aquarius on 227. It's not part of the BBC that I know of, and I get most of the information through. And as far as covering the medium radio band with piffling little radio stations, Mr. Flynn, I'm glad that you managed to find one of them today and hear their number and didn't find it too piffling to use to grumble at.
Yes.
Radio Aquarius, I'll ask other people to give us their information. It sounds to me, it's a pirate radio station.
I did suspect it was coming from the BBC in the centre of Manchester, because they do give an address out as 16 to 18 Albion Street, Manchester 1, you know. Obviously, this is a bogus address, I don't know.
I don't know, it's a pirate radio station, I'm told, Mr. Flynn.
This time the station was ready for the raid and returned the following week to announce a move to 256 metres to avoid interference with Radio Moscow, which was very strong during the winter months. 256 was a good channel, and many months of broadcast followed from various locations in South Manchester.
Good morning, broadcasting on 256 metres in the medium wave band. This is Radio Aquarius, the continuing sound of free radio in Manchester. Very good morning to you. My name's Stuart Randolph. For the first hour, we've got Tony Greaves until 12 o'clock. From 12 to 1, yours truly, Stuart Randolph. From 1 till 2, smooth talking, fast walking, Bob Lane. And quite a few more people, I do believe, till 4 o'clock or thereabouts. On 256 metres in the medium wave band, this is Radio Aquarius.
This one that I'm going to play now is exceptionally good music for having a waltz it to. Got a nice steady beat and rhythm, so if you want to have a bit of a thingy, do it to this type of music.
That's the Phoenix Disco, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Back to the year 1972, with the OJs again, and Backstabbers. And somebody's put something in that beer, I'm sure of it. Oh, we're coming in loud and clear all over the place. If we're not, put an aerial on your radio, or whiz it round, or just dash it to the floor, okay? What they do? As you've no doubt guessed, this is one of my favourites. Used to play it when we first came on medium wave. From, of all places, Password.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Aquarius. This is the Sunday Sound of Radio, the continuing sound of free radio for the north of England. You're listening to Free Radio. This is Aquarius, with offices in Manchester and London, the continuing sound of free radio.
And let's get underway, or something like that. So let's get the Bob Lane program underway with a John Lennon track. This is from the album titled John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, one of my favourite John Lennon albums, as you'll no doubt find out if you have the misfortune to listen to my program every week. And this track is titled Mother.
Gorgeous people out there, this is Aquarius.
An unsmoothie night, but can say it in another way, you lovely sexy beast, you.
If you think you recognise the voice, this is Mike Knight from Radio Jackie London. He used to guest on our station quite a lot, for some reason.
Oh, look here now. Let's start with good music here on the Michael Knight programme on Aquarius. Oh,
hello to you, good day. My name's Michael Knight, I'm back with you again. Oh, it's been months and months and months, hasn't it now?
Hope you're having a wonderful day, whatever you are, and whatever you're doing, or wherever you are, and wherever you're doing it. Well, anyway, I hope you're having a nice day. I hope the sun is shining upon you. Even if it isn't, don't forget, every day's a sunny day, and Radio Big A, the Big A for all Aquarius.
Stuart Randall programme on Radio Aquarius. Oh,
playing Marching Lee Sing, Sugar Sugar. Remember, you can see us tonight in Tommy Duck's pub.
Sugar. Aquarius suffered another raid, losing more gear, but was back the following Sunday. Unfortunately, an old, well-known location was chosen, and after 1 hour of programmes, who should turn up but the post office yet again? Details are a bit vague for the following few weeks, but within a very short while, Aquarius returned to VHF, this time on 94.6, but morale was low. The station had lost its medium wave audience and had to fight hard to rebuild its listenership on VHF.
A track from the amazing album by Stevie Wonder, Inner Visions, and the title of that track was Mr. Know-It-All. You're listening to Radio Aquarius on 227 meters in the medium wave band and also on 94.6 megahertz in VHF. We broadcast on AM in the daytime and on FM VHF at night time. And now a correction to an earlier item in the Radio Aquarius information bulletin. According to our telex machine, it now appears that Radio Atlantis is no longer broadcasting from the Caroline ship, the motor vessel Mi Amigo.
Radio Aquarius, the music of yesterday.
Radio Triumph, a relatively new VHF pirate station, can be heard on 94.6 megahertz in the FM band. Programs from this station are broadcast around 8 and 9pm on Saturday nights. The London transmitter of Independent Radio is to cease VHF broadcasts on October the 22nd. The LTIR has broadcast the programs of many London-based free radio stations.
Well, good evening and welcome along to Radio Classic. Radio Classic broadcasts on 94.4 megahertz VHF, FM, and that's on every Sunday evening between the hours of 8pm and 11pm.
This brings us to March 1974. And with the IBA opening Piccadilly Radio on April the 2nd, a marathon broadcast designed to lure their audience over to us was planned. Piccadilly Radio was to open on 97 MHz at 5 AM, so we scheduled our programmes to start at 4:30 AM on 96.8 MHz, then a vacant channel. On the night of April 1st, four members of the station carried the equipment up to the top of Lyme Park, South Manchester, a well-used location 900 feet above sea level. In dense, freezing fog, with numb fingers, the transmitter was set up. Tony Greaves and a friend, Barry Durf, remained with the gear all night. At around midnight, Mike Knight from Radio Jackie London turned up. How he found his way around in the fog and almost pitch darkness is still a mystery to this day. As 4:30 approached, Tony, Barry and Mike checked the gear over and turned on the transmitter. At precisely 4:30, the first program cassette was started. This was continuous music until 5 a.m, when we would announce our identity and hope that people would stay tuned. They did. In fact, they hadn't much choice. Due to a slight misadjustment of the transmitter, Aquarius was on 96.9, almost right on top of Piccadilly. Unfortunately, no tapes of reception are available.
Early in 1974, Stuart Randall, originator of the station and main DJ, read out on the air a leaflet he had been given. It was all about black working conditions in South Africa.
Well,
it seems the authorities were upset by this, and the station was raided within the hour. After hiding the transmitter, the staff were almost clean away.
But then around the corner came the post office.
This time, the court appearance made big news.
Four young men appeared in court at Ashton Underline today, charged with illegal broadcasting. They're alleged to have transmitted pop music and references to the racial situation in South Africa from their pirate station, Radio Aquarius, in a wood at Lime Park, Disley.
The only thing I have on is from these Radio Aquarius.
Now the story of the pirate radio station which cost the authorities £1,000 to put off the air. Chris Breyer reports.
The station was called Radio Aquarius and it transmitted pop music from the woods of Disley's Lime Park, from a hill in the Pennines, and from a car in the suburbs of Manchester. In court at Ashton-under-Lyne, Mr. Richard Howells, who prosecuted, said it cost £1,000 to put the station off the air. Six young men were accused of being involved in running the illicit station. The defence said that all six, in their late teens and early 20s, were enthusiastic but misguided radio hams with no personal motives. He claimed they'd chosen their wavelength very carefully to avoid interference with legitimate broadcasts. They'd broadcast pop records on a Sunday and meant no harm to anyone. One man was fined £150, two were fined £100, two more £75, and the sixth £50. The magistrates ordered the confiscation of all their equipment, some of which was found hidden under a bush in Lime Park.
Aquarius did not lose the transmitter this time and was back the following Sunday, but from a different and not so good location. Listeners were lost and station morale sunk to an all-time low. The point of the station became to needle the post office rather than provide an alternative radio station.
You from Post Owl.
20 dynamic post office raids, including the sensational Saddleworth climb.
The heel speed getaway.
The diabolical Disley disaster. Featuring the sensational I'm Not Green, You Know. Yes, all this and more available from Postel on an 8-truck summons.
Two high-power medium-wave transmitters were built.
The first, a 300-watt VFO transmitter on 256 meters,
mysteriously disappeared from a derelict house we were using.
The second one was a crystal-controlled half-kilowatt rig,
with special attention paid to the quality of modulation, many of the components being specially ordered or even made to our specification. The frequency was 1367 kHz, 220 meters.
Radio Aquarius.
Aquarius House. Albion Street. Manchester 1.
Good evening and welcome to the Steve Ansell Show here on Radio Aquarius. That was High Priestess anyway. Sorry about that. From Uriah Heep of the LP Salisbury. Now for a commercial.
Aquarius t-shirts.
Available now in three dynamic non-existent sizes.
Uncle Bob Lane there telling you about something else you can't get from Aquarius.
Oh, that is delicious. That is
Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
And a thing you probably won't have heard before.
It's called Brain Cell Surgery, but it was a free single with a certain large music tape.
And yeah, you'll listen to Radio Aquarius, which I believe is on 220 metres. Is that right? Technical? Oh,
I don't know.
218. Thanks very much. Anyway, Tony Goose is sort of standing right behind me, clouting
me over the end,
telling me I've only got about 5 minutes to go before he wants to come on.
I think I let him on early, in fact.
Because, you see, the thing is, somebody's run off with all my records. So, It's as good an excuse as any to hand it over to Tony Greaves. So, Tony?
Oh, yeah,
thank you very much. Thank you to Steve Ansell for the first hour, and Barry Durr for the second hour. For the next 2 hours, it's the Tony Greaves Show.
This was put on the air over Christmas 1974. The quality of transmission was superb. And with 500 watts of RF going into a quarter-wave aerial, we felt sure of receiving some letters from Europe. In the event, only one letter was received. It was from Didsbury, about 5 miles down the road. Although it said the signal was incredibly strong, we got no more letters whatsoever. Things by now were really bad. Stuart Randall could see his station, Aquarius, disintegrating before his very eyes. After one last medium-wave transmission, which was raided in January 1975, Aquarius finally and sadly failed to return to the air. After 3 years and about 5 raids, the station resolved to remain on the air no matter what.
Broadcasting every Sunday on 256 metres in the medium wave band from 11 a.m. onwards. The mailing address of Radio Aquarius is Aquarius House, 16 to 18 Albion Street, Manchester, West. That address once again is Radio Aquarius, Aquarius House, 16 to 18 Albion Street, Manchester 1. Our London office is at 466 Welton Road, East Molesey in Surrey. That's 466 Welton Road, East Molesey in Surrey. On behalf of everybody here at Radio Aquarius, this is Stuart Randall wishing you all a very good week until next week. Don't forget to tune in at 11 a.m. We'll be on Tommy Duck's public house tonight if you want to come along. But if you don't turn up, until next week at 11 a.m, we'll see you then. Okay, from all at Radio Aquarius, look after yourselves over the weekend.
For the past 22 minutes, you've been listening to the Radio Aquarius story, narrated by Tony Greaves. If you'd like to know more about Radio Aquarius, and indeed free radio in general in the Greater Manchester area, why not phone this number right now, 061, if you live outside Manchester, 303-9307. That number once again, 061-303-9307. And we now hand you back to European Music Radio.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Thank you to Radio Aquarius
up there in Manchester.
And once again, those telephone numbers. 061-303-9307. That's if you want to get in contact with Manchester's free radio station and have a talk to one of the people who used to run it, or may well still do at this very moment. That's telephone number once again for Radio Aquarius, 061-303-9307.
And if you'd like to write to Radio Aquarius, you can write to Radio Aquarius via EMR. And the address is Radio Aquarius, EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. And please include an international reply coupon or a stamped address envelope.
And now it's time for EMR's DX program with Barry Stevens, Chris Patricks and Al Murick.
And now we bring you radio news from EMR.
Good morning, this is Barry Stevens with the EMR DX program. And for the next 15 minutes roughly, shortwave, medium wave
and VHF radio news.
And a bit of the offshore news as well. Well, as you probably know, or maybe you don't know, European Music Radio will be staying on the air. So, it's not as bad as it's made out to be.
Thank you to everybody who wrote to EMR.
Who has written to EMR.
Many thanks indeed. 150 letters received.
Thanks. We'll start with the shortwave radio news.
Radio Viking was heard.
I'm not sure if it was actually Radio Viking. Someone has a thought on it might be a station in heaven.
Radio Viking.
On the 30th of March.
Late. An Irvin program, I believe.
Radio Caroline Shortwave can be heard
on the 4th Sunday
on 6275 kHz. And they say they will stay on the air until Radio Caroline returns.
That's Radio Caroline Shortwave
every 1st Sunday of the month. Atlanta Radio has been heard on 6250 kHz.
6240 kHz on the Easter Sunday
and last Sunday, and they say they will return to the air the end of June or July.
The free radio service
should definitely start transmissions from Holland, broadcasting in German, Dutch and English
sometime in June on 6250 or 6265.
Empire Radio can be heard occasionally. A couple of Sundays ago on 6200
between 11 and 1
English time. That's 1000 hours to 1200 hours. Radio Impact can be heard on the first Sunday of the month
on 41 meters on 7340
kilohertz, and also on 26 meters 11400 kilohertz between 9:30 hours
and 11:30 hours.
East Coast Commercial Radio can be heard on Saturdays on 11400 kHz every Saturday between 1000 hours and 1500 hours, soon to increase their programs by 2 hours.
That means they'll be broadcasting between 1000 hours
and 1700 hours GMT every Saturday on 11400 kHz. Zenith, Radio Zenith was in stereo last Sunday. The left hand on 48 and the right hand on 41. So if you heard that with two radios, you would have heard maybe the first stereo station ever on shortwave. ABC International, I apologise for their not turning up on the first Sunday of the month, but they'll be back next first Sunday. That's the shortwave radio news for the moment. Stand by for the VHF, London and surrounding areas in England. Land-based radio news.
Yes, indeed.
EMR broadcasting from Europe to Europe in 5 language programs. Swedish, French, German, Dutch and English. And this is the EMR DX program reporting on the VHF, London and surrounding areas, land-based radio news.
Reporting with Radio 2000 from 12
midday until 10 o'clock in the evening on a Sunday. 92 megahertz, Radio Free London with Rock, soft and heavy, should I say. I'm going to say rock and soft all in one word there, but I don't think it would have worked out quite right. Anyway, as you probably know, EMR will stay. Thanks to everybody who sent us a letter. Cheers to you. Radio Invicta can be heard on 92.4 VHF between 12 and 3. And one of their DJs, Steve Marshall, has vacated the station and gone and joined the Voice of Peace in Israel. So good luck to Steve Marshall. Radio Invicta carries on 12 till 3 every Sunday, and their transmissions over the bank holiday was monitored in London with very, very good strength. On Sunday, Easter Sunday, between 12 and 6, and on Monday between 12 and 9:30. Why 9:30? Because someone had called the police. They managed to get away from the police, and Radio Invicta carries on to broadcast every Sunday. Bromley Sound is a new radio station on 94 VHF between 2 and 8 on a Sunday afternoon. The old Radio Jackie DJs are on there. That's Bromley Sound with 20 watts of RF power on VHF in mono. Radio Liberty in Eastbourne in the south of England was heard on 96 megs on Easter Monday, I think, and also on medium wave 222 meters. They were raided at 2:30 on medium wave, but the VHF was A-OK. That's the VHF radio news, near enough.
just one more station, Radio Liberty,
on the first Sunday of the month, can be heard between
1 o'clock in the afternoon
and 6 o'clock on a Sunday night on 90.4 VHF,
the same as Thameside Radio.
All stations on medium wave and VHF in London are going very well indeed
so far.
Stand by now for the medium wave radio news, followed with the offshore radio news
and Al Muick.
Free radio news from the USA. Stand by.
With broadcasts on 41 and 48 meters, this is the VMR through 1980. EMR, and you're tuned to the DX program. To make this program as current and informative as possible, we would welcome any information that you may have, DX news and items of interest. Please send all correspondence to EMR DX at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, not in England.
Yes, indeed. Please send any information that you may think that would be of interest to the shortwave listeners over Europe on 48 and 41. Tuning in to the third Sunday transmissions from European Music Radio on the Free Radio Network. With ABC International on the first Sunday, Radio Zenith on the second Sunday, European Music Radio on the third Sunday, and Radio Zodiac next week on the fourth Sunday at 900 hours GMT. Now, the medium wave radio news. Southern Radio can be heard some Sundays on 255 metres with a very good signal in Surrey and Kent. Radio Free Surrey was heard on Good Friday a couple of weeks ago between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon with quite good programmes. Good strength in Surrey and South London. Radio Jackie 227 metres was heard on Sunday between 8 and 5 and on Monday morning between 8 and 6 in the afternoon. And we've asked what happened on that particular night stroke Monday morning. Just after the Roger Tate's mailbag program. Ian and I would say about an hour and a half's time, so if you'd like to listen, there's a certain DJ on Radio Jackie that's done something for charity, like sitting in a big container, a big bath of custard to raise money for a blind school. Report about that in 1.5 hours time, just after Roger Tate's mailbag program. Much more news now. Radio City on 239 meters on Easter Sunday was heard between 11 and 3 with rock and roll, and also on Monday between 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock on Monday evening. Radio Telstar International in Edinburgh, Scotland, was heard on Sunday and Monday between 8 and 5 on 222 metres in the Edinburgh and surrounding areas. No raids were experienced. So Radio Telstar International in Edinburgh, well done. Radio Telstar North in Liverpool is going very well indeed. On 214 metres. And also Mersey Alternative Radio in Liverpool is going quite well as well. On 266 metres, 1125 kilohertz. That's Mersey Alternative Radio in Liverpool. That's it for the radio medium wave news for the moment. All stations seem to be going quite well.
You're tuned to the DX program. Barry Stevens, Chris Patrick, and Al Muick. Each third Sunday of the month, they bring you the very latest DX, offshore radio, and land-based free radio news on EMR, transmitting to Europe from Europe.
And to carry on the radio news, it's offshore time now. as everybody, I reckon everybody, seems to know that Radio Caroline sank early morning, just after 12 on the 20th of March. A great shame, a great loss of a great radio station. 50-50 chance that Radio Caroline will be back. Everybody say that they will be back, but there is a lot of money has to be raised to get Caroline back on. And money must be raised in an honest way, not a rip-off way. So let's hope that Radio Caroline returns before the end of the year. Reported from a German listener, has supposed to have been off the air for the last 2 weeks, but I'm not sure about that. I know radio, or should I say the Voice of Peace, a new radio transmitter, about 20 or 30 kilowatts, FM stereo, possibly on the air now. As it's rather a long way to Israel, I can't really tell if the actual Voice of Peace is on the air. So anyway, they don't seem to be in any trouble. So let's hope the one and only, near enough the one and only, Free Radio Pirates offshore station is still on the air. Hello to Radio Sid in Africa, I believe. Hope you're going quite well. Well, that's it for me. Stand by for Al Muick and Chris Patricks with Free Radio and DX News. And I'll probably return just before the mailbag program at the end of the DX program to bring some up-to-date news that's been happening.
And here's our Kentucky Fried Chicken, Al Muick.
The April edition of the FRC USA DX spot over European Music Radio. Hi, this is Al Muick speaking. If April showers bring May flowers, then it certainly applies to Free Radio. With warmer weather in the forefront, many pirates are digging out their old transmitters and getting on the air. One such pirate is Radio Syncom 48. That's S-Y-N-C-O-M, Syncom 48, who tests to Europe between 0700 and 1000 every Sunday on 6225 kHz. Also, 6248 and 6277 kHz are used. Also, so that's Radio Syncom 48, testing to Europe between 0700 and 1000 Greenwich Mean Time every Sunday on 6225, 6248, or 6277 kHz. Radio Confusion is sporadically active on 21500 kHz. That's 21500 kHz, with 300 watts output power around 2200 Greenwich Mean Time on a Saturday. For those of you who didn't hear the Voice of the Pyramids last month, their explanation is that they blew their final output tube, an RK-4D-32 tube, while testing into a dummy load, and their antenna was destroyed by snowfall. Another station to watch out for is WARG. That's WARG on 6965 kHz. 6965 kHz. Signing on around 0600 Greenwich Mean Time on a Sunday morning. They seem to be using about 2 kilowatts, so it should be audible in Europe. They have a phone-in number if you'd like to call in for a QSL. And it's area code 212. And the phone number is 220-9979. That's area code 212-220-9979. If you hear WARG and you want a QSL, we'll call in. Aside from pirates, here's a little treat. What you're about to hear is Radio Nepal, with their signature tune and an opening announcement in Nepalese, their program and identification announcement in English, some typical music, their closing announcement in English, and their national anthem.
This is Radio Nepal, radiating on 7.1 and 4.6 megacycles in the 41 and 60 meter band. Our program in English goes on the air every Sunday from 13:15 to 13:45 hours Nepal time, that is 07:35 hours to 08:05 hours Greenwich Mean Time. That we come to the end of our English program from Radio Nepal. Do please join us again next Sunday from 13:15 to 13:45 hours Nepal time, that is 07:35 hours to 08:05 hours Greenwich Mean Time, on 10.1 and 4.6 megacycles in the 41 and 60 meter band. Till then, listeners, goodbye. From the Free Radio Campaign, USA, RD number 2, Box 542, Westcoastville, spelled WESCOSVILLE, in the states of Pennsylvania, and our postal code is 18106. That's 18106 is our postal code. And of course, it's in the United States of America. Until next month, this is Al Muick saying 73s, 88s, Good DX, and Fight for Free Radio.
Thank you to Al Muick for the special program there from America. This is EMR, and if you'd like us to keep on with the DX tips, if you'd like to and send us some DX tips from DXs all over the place. Anyone can write in to Chris Patrick's
EMRDX, Tenth Place,
Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. We need your DX tips now. This is EMR, and now here is the man himself, Mr. Chris Patrick's.
DX information, Chris Patrick's.
A very good morning to you, everybody, and welcome along to EMR's DX program with yours truly, Chris Patrick's, your DX editor.
Firstly, we have a first-time report this month from Mr. Barry Gibson of Cheshire, and he reports hearing HCJB.